So this file gives some sort of numbers which I thought were quite interesting. So this scopes out the problem. So the top bullet tells you who I worked with in trying to do this, various industries. And we were particularly looking at a so-called multidisciplinary optimization system, which happened to be called ASOP, but that wasn't very, the particular details were not important. But I found the scope of the problem which they articulated to me is quite interesting. Namely, the collaboration is actually quite big. Namely, as you know, not so many aircraft are being built by the military these days. Maybe no aircraft, but certainly not very many. And so any actual aircraft is going to be built as a collaboration between several large companies. So you're going to have, an estimate, say, of six major companies. The 777, Boeing 777, had 20,000 suppliers, and so you have some large, so if you thought about this in terms of cyberspace, the virtual organization that you're going to have to support to manufacture an aircraft is pretty big and quite complex. So the number of people involved went from some 50 at the beginning to some 10,000 in the deployment, manufacturing and development phase. From the computing point of view, I found one number quite interesting, and that was that 10,000 programs were involved in designing an aircraft. Now you say, how could you possibly build 10,000 programs? Well, this is a rather loose definition of a program. Namely, it would include your favorite parallel three-dimensional Navier-Stokes solver, but it would also include your Excel spreadsheet to optimize the placement of the inspection port for the maintenance crew. So this was a wide spectrum of so-called programs. And the other point about these programs is they're not independent, but they're also not tremendously synchronized. Namely, they're loosely synchronized through these databases. So actually the web approach where you link various programs to get distributed programs together is quite relevant. So it also says there ain't no way you're going to be rewriting 10,000 programs in Java. So whatever system we're going to be doing better support existing legacy programs. That's why I would claim that the most interesting near-term development, something which I'll say because you want to get to it, in the case of building Java environments for programming, is to build Java wrappers that we put around existing programs that allow us to access the internals of those programs. So that we preserve these 10,000 working separate programs. I'm going to skip the next files, which describe the many months of work done by the industrial collaborators.